We left off yesterday at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samachem and Beis, the very bottom of Daf Samachem and Beis. So again, we're talking about issues relating to a husband making a shliach to write a get to his wife, to give a get to his wife, wives making shluchim to receive the get gittin from their husbands. So says the Mishnah, Barishona Hayomrim, they used to say back in the day, Hayotze Bekolar, that if someone was being carried out in chains, so Rashi says he was being carried out, Leharig Lamalchus, he was going to be killed. So Va'amru and Va'amar, and he said, as he was being carried out to be killed, as he was being led out in chains to be killed, if he said, Kisfu get li ishti, Hareilu yichtvu v'yitnu, if he were to say, write a get to my wife, so not only may we write a get, meaning not only do we assume that he made us shluchim to write a get to his wife, but to actually give the get to his wife as well. He didn't say v'yitnu, he didn't say to give, but that was the chiddush, that even though he didn't say to give, since it was at a time of obviously great distress for him, he's being led out to be killed, so wasn't medayik to say exactly what he wants done, but we could figure it out, that if he wanted to get written for his wife, that he probably wanted one given to his wife as well. So as I mentioned, Rashi says Yotze B'Kolar means a guy is going to be killed. Leharig L'malchus. The Yerushalmi over here says that Kolar is for Dine Mominus as well, that if he's being let out because of issues relating to Mominus. It could be that Rashi is not necessarily arguing on the Yerushalmi. Rashi is explaining what the din was for Rishona. The Yerushalmi is explaining what the din is at the end, once all the halachos and takanos have been made, because the Mishnah goes on to say Chazru Lomar, they went on to say that Af HaMefarish VaYotze B'Shayara, that even if someone is going out on a trip somewhere, even he, if he says Kisvu Get LiIshti, we assume it means not only to write the get but to give the get as well. Now such a person is not in as imminent danger as someone who's being let out to get killed, so we see that even when the sakana is a little bit less, still we assume it means kisvu etinu. So it could be that the Yerushalmi, once knowing that it was a chazru lomar, that we've already said that even when the danger is not quite as great, it could be that's where the Yerushalmi says, okay, so in our case, a yotze b'kolar would not only mean a yotze b'kolar to get killed. Nowadays, once we've already said that even a lower level danger is enough to assume he means kisvu etinu, even if he's being let out for mominous issues, he would be. We would assume that he means kisvu etinu, and we would be allowed to not only write the get on his behalf, but to give it as well. So the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afa Masukan. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says even someone who is a Masukan, who's in danger. Rashi says a chola, that even if a chola says kisvu get lishti, so we have someone who's dangerously ill says kisvu get lishti, we have the right to assume he meant kisvu etinu because he's obviously under great distress. Sick, and we understand what he really means. Now the Rambam has a slightly different lashon than Rashi. Rashi just says Masukan means chola. So Mistama, what Rashi sounds like he means, it doesn't matter how you got sick, how long you've been sick. If someone is sick, they're very sick, they're holding by the end, so they say kisvu, we assume it means kisvu utinu. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin, when he talks about this, he uses the lashon of kafatz olav choli, that it's someone who got very, very sick very quickly. It sounds from the Rambam that if a person got sick gradually and had time to put his affairs in order, then maybe we wouldn't make assumptions about what kisvu means. Maybe he should have been more precise in his lashon. If he really wanted us to give it, he should have said kisvu tenu. It's only if it's kafatz olav choli, the person was totally overtaken by illness in a very, very quick way, that he didn't really have time to put his affairs in order, to think things through, so then we assume that because it's a time of great distress, he didn't really think exactly what he's saying through, and that's why he said a lashon of kisvu, even though he really means kisvu utenu. So it could be the minor variation between the Rambam and Rashi. Is it just that stam anybody who's sick, or is it only if it's kafatz alav choli? Also, this idea of yotze b'shayara, the Rashi says yotze b'shayara means l'midbaros, that dafka someone who's going on a dangerous trip, you're going through midbaros, you're going through a midbar, which is one of the things you say agomel for. So it's considered to be a trip that has inherent danger in it. So since it's a major trip, so that's why. why we would assume the person is a little bit preoccupied and doesn't think through exactly phrasing his shlichus of writing the get and giving the get perfectly. But that's what Rashi says. However, over here also the Yerushalmi seems to say differently. The Yerushalmi says that any derech has a cheska sakana. It's lav dafka lemidbaros. Any derech that a person would be traveling on, one could assume is dangerous. And because we could assume it's dangerous, we assume that when a person says kisvu, he really means kisvu utnu. Okay, says the Gemara. Geneva yotze b'kolahava. Geneva, a person named Geneva, was being carried out in chains. He was being taken to be executed. Ki avaka nafik, amar havu arba me'azuzi the Rabbi Avina, mechamra denar panya. So when he was going out, he said, give 400 zuz of the wine in the harpanya. Apparently he owned a lot of wine. And he said, take from my wine in the harpanya 400 zuz and give it to Rabbi Avina. Now, who is this Geneva guy? Why was he being Yotze B'Kolar? So if you remember all the way back at the beginning of the Masechta, on Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, the Gemara told the story that Mar Ukva says to Rabbi Lazar that there are B'nai Adam Ha'omdim Alai U'B'yadin L'masrim L'malchus Mahu. There are these people that are bothering me, and I have the opportunity to give them over to the Malchus, to kill them. What should I do? Should I say something? They're really annoying me. It would be really great if I could just get rid of them by mastering them. So what should I do? So he said, Sirtan Fakasavle, the Gemara says, that he sent him a message that you should keep your mouth shut. And then he said, okay, but I'm really having trouble over here. So he said, you know what you should do? You should go to the Beis Medrash and learn Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of your enemies on their own. So the Gemara says, Hadavar Yatzim Yipir Rabbi Lazar V'nasnu L'Geneva B'Kolar. As soon as Rabbi Lazar said that, Geneva was put in chains. Apparently Geneva was the person who was causing all this trouble, and Geneva was taken away in chains. This episode that we're referring to now was exactly that episode over there. After the people he was tormenting, Marukva, who was tormented by Geneva, spent more time in the Beis Medrash, and this was like an onus min hashamayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen that Geneva would be taken away in chains. So Geneva, even though he was apparently a very bright man, Talmud Chacham, nevertheless he was Bar Plukta. He was someone who created Machlokes, and therefore he was taken away in chains. So anyway, as he's being taken away in chains, he says, give 400 zuz to Rabbi Avina from my wine. 400 zuz from my wine to Rabbi Avina. The problem is, he never made a kinyan. He just said it. So the issue that the Chacham were struggling with is, do we have to take from that wine and give it to Rabbi Avina? There was no kinyan made. Does Rabbi Avina have any claim to that wine? So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said that I have an idea. Dara Rabbi Avina l'silte v'azal gabi d'Rav Huna Rabbe. The Rabbi Avina should pack up his bags, he should take his basket, and go to Rav Huna his Rebbe. Because if he goes to Rav Huna his Rebbe, Rav Huna is going to tell him, Rav Huna would pass it for him, that he's entitled to that money / wine, to that 400 zuz of wine, because his Rebbe has a famous psak that would indicate as such. What was his Rebbe's famous psak? Dam Rav Huna gito kimatanaso. Rav Huna compares a get of a shchiv meira to matana given by a shchiv meira. That ma matanasa u'ma matchozer, just like when a shchiv meira gives a matana, if he gets up from his illness, the matana is undone. The we're chozer on the matana. So avgito u'ma matchozer. So too by a get, if a shchiv meira gets healthy again, so his get is null and void, and he's not divorced. Umagito, that has nothing to do with us. Just the general comparison we're going to see the general comparison between the get and the matana of the shchiv meira is going to shed light on our case. That first element of the comparison does not shed any light on us. Umagito afal gav delo parish kiven damar kisvu afal gav delo mar tenu, just like by a get, even though he doesn't say explicitly. as long as he says kisvu, even though he doesn't say tenu, we know that it means kisvu tenu. That was our Mishnah, that when a guy is a mesukan, when a guy is a shchiv mira, if he just says kisvu gedle ishti, we know he really meant kisvu utenu. So af matana, so the parallel by a matana will be kivan da amar tenu afal gavdal kanumine. By a matana, there's no writing, there's just giving. So if he says tenu, even though he doesn't make a kinyan, he doesn't take that next step of making a kinyan, nevertheless, that would be good enough. Now, it's not, obviously, it's not exactly the same. By the get, there's no need to make a kinyan to appoint a shliach, right? By the get, you would have to say kisvu utenu. So we're saying, just like you can go halfway by the get and we'll fill in the blanks, we know what you meant, so too by the matana, where there's no reason to say kisvu. The whole issue is tenu and making a kinyan. You can go halfway, just say tenu, and we'll fill in the blanks. We'll assume that it's like you meant to make a kinyan. So the kinyan is unnecessary. Therefore, that's the teaching of Rav Huna that will come in very handy for Rabbi Avina right now. Rabbi Avina wants Geneva's 400 zuz of wine. He should go to Rav Huna because Rav Huna teaches that even though Geneva never made a kinyan, it would be good enough. So Frek the Gemara, Maskefla Rabbi Abba, Imam Atana, Yeshon Lachar Misa, Af Get Yeshon Lachar Misa. What, are you going to make this comparison between Get Shchiv Mira and a Matna Shchiv Mira? So if a Matana can take effect Lachar Misa, you want to tell me that the same could apply to a Get? That a Get can be Chal Lachar Misa? Once the husband dies, the Get can't be Chal, so we know there's a flaw in our comparison between a Matana and a Get. Matana works the Lachar Misa, Get does not. So it says, we're not Hachi Ashta. Now, you can't compare the two. Hachiyash always means it's a faulty comparison. You can't compare the two. Bishlam by matana. Matana applies after Misa. Get doesn't apply after Misa. There's no such thing as a get lachar Misa because there are two ways to end a marriage. A marriage could end in divorce or could end in someone dying. Once the marriage is already ended by someone dying, it's too late for a divorce. There's no such thing as a get lachar Misa. So the Shakta Vitari is a little bit difficult over here. Now the Marshal points out, what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked, you can't compare get to matana because get isn't shayach lachar Misa, matana is. So the Gemara answered, no, that's because get's not shayach lachar Misa, matana is. That was the question. Well, what exactly changed between the question and the answer? What are we saying different in the answer than we did in the question? So Marshal points out, it's really Pasha Pshat. Marshal points out that the question was that, look, we're trying to make a comparison between get and matana. If we find one variance, one place where the comparison doesn't work, so the Marshal says the Gemara's question is, then that should blow up the entire comparison. We should throw everything else out the window. We should take everything out, all the other halachos for which we're trying to compare, get to matana, and say, look, it just doesn't work. You see that Leachar Misa doesn't work, so the whole comparison is flawed. So the Gemara's answer is, no, you don't throw out the whole comparison just because in one situation that it doesn't work. There's one situation, Enochinami, where it doesn't line up perfectly, where get doesn't work, Leachar Misa, matana does. But the comparison overall is still a good comparison. Just because there's one place where it doesn't work, it doesn't ruin the entire thing. That's just the shekel of the tari of the Gemara. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Abba, meaning the Gemara is going to try to figure out, Rabbi Abba had some sort of question on this comparison between get and matana. So we first thought that Rabbi Abba's question was that if you're going to make this comparison, then get should work lachar misa also. But then we said, nah, that's not necessary. You can make this comparison and say that there's this one place, one variation where they're not perfectly comparable. The Gemara is going to have two other suggestions of what Rabbi Abba was bothered with by this teaching of Rav Huna that gito kimatanaso, that a get shchiv mira is the same din as matna shchiv mira. So what are the other potential problems that Rabbi Abba raised? El Rabbi Abba hachi kakashale. Maybe this is what bothered Rabbi Abba. Matna shchiv mira b'miktsasi umatna shchiv mira b'miktsas bayakinyan. That the issue is that it's a case of a matna shchiv mira b'miktsas. Matna shchiv mira b'miktsas means that when a shchiv mira gives everything away, so that's a real matna shchiv mira. We know that he's giving everything away because he's dying. A normal person doesn't give away everything they own. But what if you're only giving away some things? So something that a shchiv mira is only giving away some things, so since it's not as muchach that he's doing this because he's dying, so maybe he would have to make a real kinyan in order for it to work. So that was Rabbi Abba's problem, that this is is a situation of a matnashkiv mirab mitzas, and if it's a matnashkiv mirab mitzas, a kinyan should have been necessary. That was his problem with Rabbi Zeira saying that you can rely on Rav Huna's teaching and get your and Rabbi Avinu could therefore go and get his and get his 400 zuz of yayin. No, that would only work if it was a true matnashkiv mirab. Yeah, that's where Rav Huna said Gito Kematanasa, where it's a true matnas shkivmira. But when it's not a true matnas shkivmira, when you're only getting a matnas shkivmira b'miktas, so then it's not going to help for Rabbi Zeira's advice isn't going to help because Rav Huna's teaching doesn't extend to a matnas shkivmira b'miktas. So Machlal de Rav Huna Savar lo bayakinyan v'kaimel and bayakinyan. Wait, the implication is that at least Rabbi Zeira thought Rav Huna holds that even a matnas shkivmira b'miktas does not require a kinyan. That's why Rabbi Zeira recommended that Rabbi Avina go to Rav Huna, because he thought that Rav Huna doesn't make a chilek, doesn't make a distinction between a matna shkiv mirah b'miktsas and a full matna shkiv mirah. But hakayim lan d'bayi a kinyan. But how could we say that? We paskin that a matna shkiv mirah b'miktsas does require a kinyan. So how could Rabbi Zeira recommend that Rabbi Avina go to Rav Huna? How can he think that Rav Huna is not going to make this distinction? So says the Gemara, meaning I'm just adding a lot of words in because the Gemara just assumes that it's Rav Huna, but it's not really Rav Huna who we have the issue with. It's Rabbi Zeira assuming that Rav Huna would paskin this way. Meaning Rav Huna's comparison between get and matana isn't really the problem. The problem is Rabbi Zeira's application of that psak halacha. Rabbi Zeira is suggesting that Rabbi Avina rely on Rav Huna and therefore be able to get this 400 zuz of yayin. So anyway, so says the Gemara, shayni achad d'mitzav v'machmas misahu, that in this case it's different, even though it's only a matnash kivim rabbi mitzas, since it's mitzav v'machmas misa, since he's it's clear that he's that he knows that he's going to get killed. He's yotze b'kolah, he's being taken out in chains to get killed. So therefore, even though it's only a matnas shkivim rabbi mitzas, since we know that he's saying this because he's getting killed, so you don't need a kinyan. Mechal de Rabbi Abba Savar mitzav machmas misa by a kinyan v'kaim elon v'lo by a kinyan. But that makes it sound like Rabbi Abba, who had problems with Rabbi Zeira's psak, Rabbi Zeira's application of Rav Huna, that Rabbi Abba would hold that even though you're mitzav machmas misa, you still need a kinyan, even though that clearly the only reason you're trying to give away your 400 zuz of yayin is because you're being taken out to be killed. It sounds like he would hold you still need a kinyan, but we don't paskin that way. We hold you don't need a kinyan. So then Rabbi Abba would be wrong. So says Gemara, no, third possibility, and what really bothered Rabbi Abba over here. El Rabbi Abba, hachi kakashale. This is what bothered Rabbi Abba. Chamra lo ka'amar. Look, when Geneva was telling him what to do, he never said, give him wine. Dmei chamra lo ka'amar. He didn't say, give him X amount of wine. He didn't say, give him 5 barrels of wine, 10 barrels of wine. He never said, give him X amount of wine. Dmei chamra lo ka'amar. He also never said, give him a certain value of wine. He never said, meaning give him the amount, give him 400 zuz that you earn by selling wine. Meaning he didn't say that. He didn't tell him to give cash. If he would have told him to give cash, and he was just instructing them where to get the cash simply by going to his wine and selling it, that would have been fine as well. Mechamra ka'amar. He said 400 zuz from my wine. What in the world does that mean? Wine isn't money. You're not going to, no matter what you do with the wine, you can't turn the wine into money unless you sell it. But he didn't say to sell it. So what in the world was he talking about when he said 400 zuz from my wine? If he wanted to give a certain amount of wine, he should have said a volume of wine. If he wanted to give money, he should have said sell the wine. So what's he talking about? So v'idach, so that was what Rabbi Abba's problem was. He said that this statement of Geneva was a meaningless statement. So what did Rabbi Zeira hold? Why did Rabbi Zeira think it wasn't a meaningless statement? And you could just completely rely on Rav Huna, or go to Rav Huna and get his advice, and Rav Huna will tell you that you're absolutely going to be in the right, and you're going to get what you want. V'idach mechamra kedei liyafos eskocho. Now he said mechamra in order to make it better for him, in order to be miyafos eskocho, means in order to make his argument that much stronger. Says Rashi, what does it mean kedei liyafos eskocho? Lekach lo pirish lo zu v'lo zu. This is why he didn't say one way or the other. Kedei liyafos eskocho she'elo kol yayin shelo ach. So that the Yarshim of Geneva bear all the responsibility on the wine. meaning she'im amar tnu lo yayin. Let's say Geneva would have said, "Give him wine. Give him 10 barrels of wine." What would happen then if the wine spoils? Im hichmitz min hayayin me'ach avios. If 100 barrels of the wine were to turn to vinegar, were to turn bad, how you were to sour, how you ayarsh nom lo shalachah hichmitz. The Yarshan would say, "Yeah, our father said to give you 100 barrels. Guess what? Those 100 barrels are the ones that spoiled. Here they are." V'iyamar d'mei chamra, had he said, sell the wine and give him the value, give him the money from the wine, u'machum menek tzas v'avdu ha-ma'os, so then had they sold the wine and lost the money, omrim lo avdu ma'os secha, they would have said, sorry, we sold the wine, we had the money, but the money got lost, it was your money that got lost, sorry, we don't owe you anything anymore. In order to be miyapes kocha, in order to make sure that he actually gets paid, hilka chamra mechamra, demashma yayin v'damav shakalach rayaslo, which implies the wine, its value, there's no way out. Makes a full proof that Rabbi Avina is for sure going to get is going to get something of value that the Yarshim aren't going to have any taina. That's why Geneva used such a strange lashon. Shalch mitam mechamra kedeli afusus kocho. Right, and that was the message that they sent out. That mechamra means kedeli afusus kocho. Even though it sounds like a strange lashon, it's there to accomplish liafusus kocho, to give him a better taina on the wine. Now Tosus asks, wait a second. If you say we suggested that had you said the mechamra, the money of the wine, that would have been fine. No one would have had a problem. Rabbi Abba would have been okay with that, because then it would have been obvious that you mean sell the wine and give him the money. When you say demei chamra, doesn't that make it a davar shlo b'liolam? Because I mean in parakomer mishkali gabi demei shor ze alai ola umukila ba'omer lech shiavo udam of yiktashu uparach le'ein adam makdish davar shlo b'liolam. In a very similar case where you say the value of this shor should be on me for an olam, meaning that when I sell this shor, I should take the money and use it for an ola, so that's being makdish davar shlo b'liolam. You don't have the money yet. You have a shor right now. In this case as well, you don't have money yet. You have wine right now. How can he be giving over the money of wine that he does not yet have? So Tosus gives two terutzim. First he says, over there he added the word when it comes into my possession. Had he just said without saying that would not be considered a davar shlo b'liolam, because that's similar to saying I'm being makdish this dekel tree for its fruits. The fruits aren't here yet. That would only be a problem if I was makdish its fruits. I'm not makdish its fruits. I'm makdish the tree for the fruits that it produces. The element of the tree, the detail, the one quality of the tree in its fruit production. The rest of the any other element of value that the tree has, I'm not being makdish. So that's not called davar shlo b'liolam. So says Tosav here as well. Demei chamra means that I'm being makdish the wine for its money, meaning for any proceeds that we're going to get from sales of the wine. But I'm not being makdish the money itself, because ain't a chinami. The money is lo b'liolam. So that's one answer Tosav gives. Another answer Tosav says inami. The Tos gives a much simpler answer by saying that, no, we don't understand the case over here. Over here, it's not that all Geneva had was wine. He had a wine business. Now, any business that you have is going to have sold some and therefore have some cash on hand, and will also have some stock, will also have some wine. So that's what he was saying. There was already money that they got from proceeds of sales of wine. Plus they had stock. They had actual wine itself. Rabbi Abba's taina was, had he said to me chamra, fine, we know what he meant. He meant the cash on hand in the business. Had he said chamra, we also know what he meant. He meant what he's got in his wine cellars. We know what he has yet to sell. But now that he says mechamra, we don't know what he wants to give. Does he want to give from the cash register? Does he want to give from what they have in stock? So that was Rabbi Abba's taina, and of course Rabbi Zeir responded like we saw in the Gemara that no, it's all kedei liafos es kocho. Okay, says the Mishnah. Misha Yimushlach Lubar. If someone was thrown into a bar, Va'amar Kala Shameh, Kala Yichlev Get Liishtav. And he screams out, anyone who hears his, who hears this person's voice, meaning who hears my voice, should write and get to my wife. Rashi adds that, of course, he has to say who he is. He has to say, by the way, I'm Yankel Shmuel from whatever. Right? He has to say his name, otherwise it's worthless. So Harelu Yichtav Avietnu. Even though he only said Yichtav Get Liishtav, he didn't say anything about giving it. We assume that that's what he meant. He meant to write the get and to give the get. Frak the Gemara, you hear a guy screaming on the bottom of a bar and you claiming to be someone, you're allowed to write a get to his wife and assume that it's really him. Frak the Gemara, v'leicho shem a shade who? Why aren't you concerned that maybe it's a shade? Maybe it's a demon. It's not really a person down there that's screaming. So says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Kishrolo d'musadam. That you know, you see, it has the basic form of a person, so you know that it's not a shade. In general, about shadim, there's an interesting Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in the second parak of Bereishis, where Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes from the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shadim just when it was almost Shabbos, when it was Erev Shabbos, very in the Sheishes Yimei Maisa, when it was Erev Shabbos, very late in the day, so that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shadim, and the Medrash says that he really wanted to make them fully functional creatures, but he didn't finish because Shabbos came, so he had to stop. It's a very strange measure. Because Baruch Hu was borei olamos in an instant. What do you mean? He couldn't finish the shadim. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us, is trying to teach us how we're supposed to treat Shabbos. That even if we're mamish in the middle of something, and if we don't finish it, it's going to be destructive. Leaving the shadim unfinished, so all they do is damage. All they do is cause problems. And even so, you stop for Shabbos. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, that's what the shadim represent in this world. That they're created so that we can learn the lesson, and no matter what we're doing, no matter how important it is, and no matter how much of a hefsid will be for us, we stop for Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, we stop. I don't know, for sakana, you wouldn't stop. The shadim in Islam will cause a lot of sakana. There's also a piece that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has in his Emes Yaakov on Chumash in Parshas Ve'era, where he's bothered, when he talks about the Chatume Mitzrayim, he's bothered, Madua Bizmanenu Chadu HaMechashvim Gama Shadim Nelmu. The Gemara always talks about Kish, the Pesukim talk about Kishuf, the Gemara always talks about Shadim. Where are they? How come we don't have them anymore? They're gone. So says Rabbi Yaakov, an interesting yisod. Rabbi Yaakov says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always makes it that we're going to have some level of Bechira, that we're going to have some challenge to our Emunah. Now, when there was Nevuah, if we didn't have some counter force to Nevuah, then it would be a no-brainer. How could you not believe? They're Nevi'im who are able to predict things with uncanny accuracy, and they're able to know things, and they speak to the Ribbono Shel'olam, and they have these kochos, and they perform these mofsin. So when you have, it would be impossible not to believe. So when there was Nevuah, there was the counterbalance of having things like Kishuf and Shadim and things of that nature, so that a person can actually have some sort of level of Bechiri. He says, that's why Bekriyas Yamas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused this great wind. So someone could say, you know, so that it's a person should be able to say, maybe it was weather conditions that caused this very strange splitting of the sea. Just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has to make it where there's a balance of forces. Nowadays, we don't have Nevuah anymore. We don't have those positive spiritual forces, so we don't have the negative ones either, because we don't need that in order to be able to have our Bechira. So it's an interesting piece on Shadim in general. So anyway, he says by that you could be mitaris the Rambam, how the Rambam has the right to say that the Rambam writes that there's no such thing as a shade, it's all superstition and everything like that. So Rabbi Yaakov says it's Gemara's all over the place. The Rambam's mamish min cholik on Chazal everywhere. By just saying that it doesn't exist. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, maybe the Rambam is not such a rationalist. He's not being cholik on Chazal. He holds that Chazal were talking in times where there was Ruach HaKodesh, where there was Nevuah, where there was something, some more powerful spiritual forces. Rambam was saying, in his time, by the time we got to the period of the Rishonim, then all of these things were gone because we didn't have these spiritual forces. Okay, whether it's Pshat in the Rambam or not, it's a nice idea. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Kishrolo. So you saw that it was a human form. That's how you knew it wasn't a shade. They know how to look like a human. They're shadim. They could dress up. So the chazulei bavua. No, you saw their shadow. When you see the shadow, shadim don't make a shadow. So it says the Gemara, inu nami islu bavua. What do you mean? Yes, they do. So the chazulei bavua, the bavua. You saw like the secondary shadow, and that's That shade the Maran able to make. So frak the Maran, okay, so it wasn't a shade, but vidilma inu nami islahu. Maybe I'm sorry. So maybe, but how do you know that? Maybe the shadim are able to produce a secondary shadow. Am Rabbi Chanina l'mdani Yonasan bni bavua islu bavua de bavua leslu. No, we know that they're unable to unable to produce this secondary shadow. Or obviously bavua also means it could also mean a reflection. For some reason, I think the Rishonim over here assume it means a shadow, and you know, like the lighter shadow beyond the darker shadow. So that bavua de bavua, that they're unable, that they don't have, that they're unable to mimic, and therefore we know it wasn't a shade. Frakli gemar v'dilma tsarahi. Maybe, okay, granted, maybe it was a human being, but maybe it was the guy's tsara. Maybe it was the woman's tsara, rather. Meaning, maybe this guy is married to two women. He's married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel doesn't like Leah, doesn't want her husband to be married to Leah anymore. So Rachel jumped into a pit and started screaming, anyone who wants to write a get for Leah, go ahead and write a get for Leah. Because she does, she wants her husband to not be married to her anymore. So how do you know that we don't have to be choshesh that it was a tzara? The Rashash points out that in the Gemara Yevamos, the Mishnah Yevamos, when it talks about the women who are not ne'manos lahavi es gita, women who want you in trouble, who don't like the wives of certain people, tzara is not the first on the list, right? There's chamosa, a mother-in-law, who generally we assume is interested in the downfall of the daughter-in-law. So the Rasha says it's strange that we jump right to Tzara. Why not talk about the first one on the list? Why not go to Chamosa? Why do we talk about Tzara? So the Rasha says maybe Tzara is a general term for all of the people. It's Lav Dafka, a co-wife. It's the general term for all of the people on the list who want the downfall of a particular woman. But anyway, so maybe it's the Tzara. Time to be Rabbi Shol, B'Shas HaSakana calls from Nosaf, Pishay Makiri. He says, no, B'Shas HaSakana, you write and you give a get even though you don't know who it is, so because we assume it's the husband because it's Shasa Sakana, and that's the only way that this husband is going to be able to give a get to his wife. I saw Sharmitzan Balacha quotes from Archeshes, which I could not find, that says that that asks, what do you mean maybe it's a tzara? Can't you tell the difference between a man's voice and a woman's voice? So he points out the Gemara in Ksuba says that it's a mumar an isha to have a kol ova, to have a man's voice. So shouldn't she be able to tell the difference? So he says no, she disguised her voice. Obviously she made herself sound like a man's voice. Okay, I was curious because I wanted to see where the Marcheshes would discuss that lahalacha. What tshuva would that be in? But I couldn't find it in the Marcheshes. Anyway, says the Mishnah, Habari shamar kisvu get lishti ratzav l'sachibah. If a healthy person says, write a get for my wife, he's just joking around. You don't do anything because he would, if he really wanted a get given to his wife, he would have said kisvu tenu. Maisa bebari yachad shamar kisvu get lishti v'alrosh agag v'nafal l'meis. A healthy person once said, write a get to my wife. Then he went up to the top of a roof and he fell off the roof and he died. Some Rav Shimon Liel, imei atzma nafal areis a get, imarachta chaso, eino get. If he jumped off, so then we assume that he really meant to write a get. So when we did it and gave it, it is a valid get. But if it was an accident, the wind blew him off the roof, so then it's not a good get. We assume he was just messing around. Maisa lista, frankly, Gemara, why are we quoting a maisa that contradicts the halacha? First we say halacha that it's not a good get. And then we say that, oh, well, it depends if he died by accident or on purpose. So it says, you have to add a line into the Mishnah. If it became evident at the end that he was serious, then it is a good get. We should add that line into the Mishnah. And then, then we should mention the end of the Mishnah, that if he fell off on purpose, so then it is a good get. If it wasn't on purpose, it was an accident, it's not a good get. There was a guy who went into a shul who saw that a teacher of young children and his son were sitting there, and there was a third person sitting there with them. And he said, I want two of you to write a get to my wife. L'sof shachiv, eventually he died, mikri yenuka, the teacher of young children died, meaning one of the three people died, the father died. Mi mashu in shibrash licha b'makom abba olo. Do we assume that the son and the other person can be the two shluchim? He said two of you, But do we assume that a person would never mean to appoint a son as a shliach when the father is right there? That he must always be referring to the father, and he's clearly excluding the son from the shlichus without saying it in so many words. So Rav Nachman says a person would never make the son a shliach when the father is right there. So absolutely, he's excluding the son. Rav Papi Amar Mashwin is brash shliach makom abba. No, a person would make a son a shliach even if the father is there. Amar Rava. The halach is we do assume that a person would make a son a shliach in the even if the father is there, and therefore the son is able to go and do the shlichus together with the other person, even though the father is not around anymore. Says the Mishnah. If a person says to two people, "Give a get to my wife," or a person says to three people, "Kisvu get to tmila ishti," write a get and give it to my wife. Harei elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. They can write the get and give the get to the wife. What's the chiddush over here? Says Rashi, the chiddush is afal pishen ru'i and le'asos beis din. Even though it's three people and three people are enough to make a beis din, and he spoke to all three. So I might have thought, since he told them, since he's commanding them binyane get, they can act as a beis din and make other people do it. So the chiddush is no. Since he said kisvu get to tnu, he wants them to be the ones to write it and to give it themselves. If he says to three people, though, he just says, "Give a get to my wife," so then three people form a beis din according to Rabbi Meir, and they get other people to write it and to take care of the get. And this halacha, Rabbi Chanina Ish Ono, brought from the Beis HaSurin, meaning the Beis HaSurin, the jail is where Rabbi Akiva was. Rabbi Akiva was locked in jail, and he would teach Torah to people who came and visited, and he said he brought this halacha with him. That we have a Kabbalah, that if you say to three people, "Give a get to my wife," you have made those people a Beis Din. The Beis Din will tell other people to write it, and they'll take care of it from there. So Rabbi Yossi says, you know, you should tell the shliach, meaning the shliach who came we should say to Chanina, who was a shliach from the Beis HaSurin, who came from the jail teaching this halach of Rabbi Akiva, so we should tell him as follows, that af anu mukubalin shafilu amr lebeis ha'gadol shebishlaim tenuket l'ishti sheyilmadu v'yichtavu v'yitnu, that we hold the exact opposite, that we hold even if you go to the Beis HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, which seems so evident that you're going to them b'toras Beis Din, and therefore they should act b'toras Beis Din, but if you tell them tenuket l'ishti, they are the ones that have to learn how to write a get, learn how to make a get, and do it themselves. They cannot just act as a beis din. Because when you say tenu, you mean that they should do it themselves. If you say to 10 people, "Write and give a get to my wife," so one person could write, the other two could sign, and the others don't have to play any role. But if you say all of you should write, echad kosev v'kulam chosvim, then one of them writes, everyone else signs. L'fichach hameis echanen harei ze get batel. Therefore, if one person dies, the whole get is going to be batel. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yemi Barabba, Shalchel and Ve Rabbi Shmuel Yonden Rabbeinu Amar L'shnayim kitzvu t'nu get l'ishti v'amar L'sofer v'kasev v'chasmu hein mahu. What if you tell two people, "I want you to write a get and give it to my wife"? Those two people don't write the get themselves. They hire a sofer to write the get. They sign on the bottom of the get. Is that good enough? So meaning, so Shalach Lu, Teitzei V'adavar Tzarech Talmud. So he said, right now, if she got remarried based on that get, she should divorce her new husband, but we have to think about this a little further. We don't know. Maya Davar Tzarech Talmud, what exactly is the issue? Ile Mishum Davlu Mili Misakle Mili Mimshon L'Shliach Lo Mimshon L'Shliach. If you can say the whole issue is that the whole Shlichus was only Milim, was only words. He said, "I want you to write a get for my wife," and they went and they made a Shliach, and it's a question of whether you can make a Shliach with words alone, on something, on a shlichus that yourself you only had words alone. That can't be the suffix, because we clearly paskin that mili alomim shrom l'shliach. Elu l'shmuel hakami b'ayle. This was the shayla. Ha'iksavu iksav yada niksav get. When he said, "I want you to write the get," did he mean write it the entire get or just write your signatures? V'tiv shalei masnisa. Why don't we answer it from our Mishnah? Amar l'shayim tenu get l'ishti l'shlosh shekisvu get l'tenu l'ishti arei l'yichtavu v'yitnu. You say to two people, "Write, give a get to my my wife, or do three people write a get and give it to my wife, so they have to write the get and give it. So you see that they themselves have to write it. So it says, Gemara, Higufa Kami Bailek, Sovuk Sav Yadanu, Sav Gedu. So saying, no, we're not sure what the Mishnah meant. Did the Mishnah mean that they have to write their signatures, or did the Mishnah mean that they have to actually write the get? So it says, Gemara, Pshita Diksava Getu, it's clear that it meant to write the get. Diktani Sefer, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Naminu Lushliach, Hafan Mukubalin, Shafilu, Amar Lebez Nagal, Shubi Shlaim, Turgat Lishi, Shilm, Duvich, Duvivinula. That even if you go to the Beis HaGadol Yerushalayim, they have to learn how to write a get. Iyam Rabishlam Ksav Agetu Shapir, Liyam Ksav Yadanu, Miika Beidin Vloyadi, Miklam Chasim Sedayu. So if you're going to say that it's talking about writing the actual get, I understand very well they have to learn how to do it. But if it means only writing the signatures, the Beis HaGadol doesn't know how to write their signatures, they have to learn how to do it. So in Iika Beidin Chadita, sometimes there are new Dayanim that have not yet learned how to write their signatures. They've worked their way all the way up to become Dayanim. They're totally illiterate though. They don't yet know how to write their signatures. That's what it means that they have to learn.